ready to turn right? Yeah. Just lost you, rock on, wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Hamnut.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Andrew.
And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
Whose team? Assemble!
What was that?
What?
Anchorman.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
I thought
very
you said
good.
Blue team.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening to Podcast Rock City. We are a all KISS podcast. We just three guys sitting around BSing about our favorite group and your favorite group. Last week's show, very big success. Thank you very much for listening. That we did KISS Alive and KISS Alive 2. This week we'll do 3 and 4. But before that, we have a little news, I guess. What do you, you know, I don't know. I looked, if you know, it, with everything that we're waiting to come, you know, like the tour and everything, it's kind of like on a lull. You guys know the movie came out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the biggest crowd that I saw was where people watched the movie seemed to be in other countries.
I could see that.
You know, other countries, there were, you know, 40, 50 people at the theaters. Here it seemed to be 20 or less.
22 at Chris's.
22 at Chris's, yeah. But I didn't hear more than that, you know, and Jody and I didn't get to go. We did Podcast Rock City Live and then talked to people about it afterwards. Everybody seemed happy, right?
Yeah, I was all jealous that I didn't get to go, too.
Yeah. And then the next day it was showing at the drive-in.
Yeah, that would have been super cool.
Yeah, that would have been cool to see at the drive-in, especially if you had a good car stereo and a way to hook up your computer to it.
Yeah.
I sit and wonder why why.
Oh, my God. Me. He's in a grease mode.
Oh, Shandy. You see what I did there?
Shandy.
Yes, nice. Nice. Very good.
We got to get him on that grease, too, though, man.
Yeah, still.
I want some Cool Rider, yo.
Yo. Anyway, so if you saw the movie, it would be great if you could send us a review. Podcast Rock City 1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. I even paused for right. The G-string.
Anyway, continue.
yeah, send us your reviews. You can always send us emails there. Anyway, the other thing is that the Ace joining KISS rumor has picked up steam.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys know, we are big fans and friends with the guys in KST, and they are basically saying they have good word that Ace will be back in the band, apparently, after the cruise. What do you think about that, Andrew?
Until it happens, I don't believe it. You know what I mean? Like, I'd like it to, but just, I don't see it happening.
If he joined the band and was coming to your town, how much would you pay to see Ace live with KISS?
Pretty penny. Absolutely.
You would spend some money, huh?
Are you kidding? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I can't see it. I think I want to talk about this before, but part of the reason I think that they get along so well is because Ace is not in KISS.
Right.
You know, like, are those old demons going to crop up again once he returns? Like, sure, he's doing well and he's sober. And, like, you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
Just with extra stress, will that change things? Like,
yeah,
you never know.
You know, you got to wait and see. And I know that, you know, that there's people out there going, oh, you're drinking the Kool-Aid. And, you know, Ace isn't getting back in the band. He's doing fine on his own. But we'll wait and see. You know, there is a chance that, you know, Tommy Thayer, you know, looked at the guys and said, I've been in this band for longer than, you know,
right.
The original guys. I'd like to do something else. I've made money. He's not broke.
Right.
You know what I mean? Tommy Thayer is worth millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe, you know, we know that he's written an app, right? Or a story app or something like that. And,
yeah.
You know, I just recently saw a picture of him and George Bush golfing together. It's like, just saying, you know, maybe he's ready to, you know, say,
run
hey, I'm
Congress?
Done. Huh? Run for, hey, maybe. Wouldn't that be awesome to be the first spaceman in the White House?
Mm-hmm. Well, agree. Well, God, I've told Jody's a conspiracy theorist, so.
Yeah, that's yeah, true.
Right. Maybe he's sick of all that Twitter shit. He's like, man, I want to be in a band that's fun. You guys are being assholes to each other. I'm out.
Could be. So we'll just wait for it to play out. It's just months away now because the tour starts in, I think, June, mm-hmm. which is just, you know, a couple weeks away, or it's a week away. And then after that, everything starts moving forward until I get on the boat. And after that, we see what happens. We'll just have to wait. And by the new year, maybe we'll hear something. That'd be kind of crazy.
Every time you mention the cruise, I think of that famous Porter joke where he's just like, I don't need the cruise, man. I could just listen to Kiss in the Tub with, like, a toy boat.
Although it sounds like fun, I promise it's not the same thing. Everybody should go on the cruise, including you two guys, except for somebody who's afraid of the Kraken, so...
It's time to grow up, Jody. There's no Kraken, no Leviathan.
Mm-hmm. But if there's one thing that Jody knows... There are UFOs.
There's something out there, man. Right. Hey, did you guys see that Kiss is doing a rock and brews here in the city, in my city?
Yeah, wow. Man. That's pretty awesome.
Fuck yeah, it is.
When is that?
It's supposed to be in the fall, which is cool because, you know, Gene and Paul will be there, you know, opening the big opening day. So I guess I get to meet Gene and Paul again, hopefully.
Wouldn't that be killer?
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
No, Jody, I've heard all the fucking bullshit you've said about us over the years.
Yeah.
But it took charisma to do that.
Nice. Right. Did you guys get, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but somebody went to some party or something and Gene was there. And it was like a fundraiser, you know, a charity event. And they walked over to Gene and got Gene to do a podcast bumper.
Heard it.
Yeah, totally cool. Amazing. He's like, I'm Gene Simmons and you're not.
Yeah,
and you're cool. Listening to the podcast. I'm like, groovy. Wow, that is.
Maybe I can get him to do a little ID for us.
That's a coup, right?
That's super cool.
Yeah, wow, wouldn't that be awesome? He'd be like, write me a check.
I'd be more interested in getting Paul to do it, but still. Still
yeah, either cool. Either or, that would be pretty epic.
Did you guys see any of the indie like footage with Doc and Tommy?
I have not seen any of that because I've been super busy. But it's all over the place. What have you seen anything worth talking about?
Well, one cool thing was someone had asked him about basically why he plays like Ace so much, and him and Doc both were like, "Look, man, we've had all these other guitar players who really didn't fit Kiss, and people want to hear the classic licks." And Tommy's like, yeah, so, I mean, people want to hear the classic Ace licks, and that's why he does it. And I thought that's super cool, and he's totally right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. You know, people don't, and then when Tears Are Falling, you want to hear it sound like Bruce, and it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that's why Tommy is so, amazing. Now, on the downside, going back to... of Ace getting back in the band. That
before
might be...
we do that, oh
yeah,
do you think it's possible that Tommy Thayer is a genetic experiment? I think Kiss could have the funds, but they extract DNA from all those guitarists and create
maybe
super guitarist.
That'd be perfect for the comic book.
It would be. Totally. He could. You know what? I'm surprised nobody has written it out there where he's the bad guy.
Tommy Thayer. There you go.
Yeah, he's the bad guy. He's like the Deadpool where he took everybody's genes.
Right.
Anyway, that's pretty funny. Going back to Ace, joining the band, if he did, would that mean? I mean, we're not going to hear Bruce Kulick licks.
Definitely not.
But we don't really hear too many of those anyway because it's mostly a makeup set list.
Yeah, true.
It'd be cool, though, if they brought Ace back and they started doing, a different set list of songs that they don't do anymore, Watching You and shit like that.
Yeah, do you think, though, if that happened, that we would start hearing things, like Rock Soldiers?
No.
That'd be awesome to hear Kiss do Rock Soldiers, though.
I mean, but it's still possible, right? I mean, it's still... Mm. I mean, you know, it wouldn't be one of those things that would be totally out of the... you know, Kiss breaks the rules. If Paul said, hey, look, we're gonna do, you know, the song that we did off of Ace's solo album together.
Yeah, but is Paul going to do stuff off of Live to Win? Like, is Gene going to do stuff off Ass? Like, I don't see that at all.
Yeah.
That's just me. Like, it'd be awesome. I'm not saying it would be, but I can't see them doing that.
Yeah, yeah. It would be different. But I guess
I'd rather hear that than New York Groove.
Yeah, yeah. Rock Soldiers would be cool, man. Yeah, Insane.
I'd rather they did like either Strange Ways, you know, Rocket Ride.
Yeah, yeah. See,
actual Kiss songs. All right, songs.
Let's go ahead and jump into our topic.
Podcast Rock City.
Last week we did Kiss Alive and Kiss Alive 2. This week we're going to do three. Just three and four? We're not going to throw in the Unplugged, right? I mean, even though that's live, it's not the same, right?
That's not alive, though.
It's not an alive, right. Officially.
Okay. So we'll do three and four. So let's start with three. Let's start with Andrew. Andrew, your initial thoughts of Kiss Alive 3. When you listen to it, what do you think?
I don't like it, but I don't... it's not crap, like it's not a bad album, but I've always wondered this, why it gets hate, because I can't really pinpoint it. Is it the set list? Is it the overproduction of it? Or is it just the time period that it came out and no one really cared? Like, I don't understand what makes it such look down upon. Like, I can understand Four's hate is because Tommy's in there and it's just that sort of bleh period in the band where just like shit's blending together and like no one really cares. But you know what? Like, I can't really pinpoint why Alive 3 has such negativity. But I think if I listen to it more, I might appreciate it a bit more. But yeah, so it's not bad, but it's not a go-to for me.
Right, right. You know, one of the things about it is that's so strange. I'll tell you this. I listened to that record probably 50 times before Jody pointed out something that I never noticed before. Do you remember what that is, Jody?
Nope. I don't remember.
Okay. All right. It's that's the only record where you don't have You Wanted the Best. You Got the Best at the beginning.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It just starts. Now, I mean, why would they do that? Is it just because of their position in the world at the time? You know, musically, they weren't the biggest band in the world, or, you know.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but they were doing that during the Asylum tour, and that wasn't the super high point for them, you know.
Right. I wonder who decided to leave it off.
I don't know. Maybe Larry Mazer. Who knows? My whole trip with Alive 3, though, is like, A, I think that Alive 3 should have came out a lot sooner, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
They waited too long for it. Like, it could have been on... I mean, what if they would have just done it in the same fashion? Like, you know, they put out three records and then Alive. Three more, Alive 2. So then we would have got it after The Elder, I guess, which...
That would have been weird.
Yeah, it wouldn't have really made a whole lot of sense. But I think that... The problem with Alive 3 is, you know, for all of us Kiss freaks, Alive and Alive 2 are on such a high pedestal that there was really no way they could, like, live up to those two, you know what I mean, no matter what they did.
It's true.
The whole other part of it for me is the reason, like what Andrew was saying, I think the reason that people don't have it as, like, a go-to Kiss Alive record is, it's like, the first two Alives are a lot rawer and heavier than the studio, you know what I mean? Like, the versions. But then you get to Alive 3, and it doesn't have that extra rawness. It basically sounds like a studio record with, you know, crowd sounds put over the top of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, and you know, Paul's lines are so obviously dubbed in.
Yeah. This place goes up like a damn Christmas tree.
Shines like a Christmas tree. It's just like, damn, dude. It's like, you can tell that's on a separate track. It's like...
You know, I watched the old Confidential last night, and at like 5 in the morning after I got home and stuff, and I'll tell you, man, it fucking rocked.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I had a little bit of a buzz on, granted, but...
Sure. Is that the one where they have the little stripper chick with the hair on her butt?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, Paul makes the face. It's horrible.
But, I mean, all the live footage is basically the Alive 3, you know?
And, right, yeah.
It's pretty rocking, dude. And surprisingly, I was really digging Forever, believe it or not.
Man, Paul is such a badass in that video, too.
Top of his game vocally, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You
Did
know?
You ever notice that he's playing like a black BC Rich Eagle on that?
No, never noticed that.
It's the same guitar, like same style as that Leopard one from Creatures, but it's just a black on black. It's pretty badass.
I sent you that picture of Paul holding the new BC Rich Leopards.
Yeah, killer.
Yeah, pretty killer. Exciting. I'm going to steal one. No,
I saw one on sale used for like $2,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I'd love to have one of those. It didn't have the EMGs,
though.
It cost
more than my car.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just looked like it had regular old, you know, humbuckers.
Yeah, I'd have to change that.
What kind of pickups do you guys use, by the way?
Well, I have just the stock pickups in my Dean Evo, but they sound so killer. And then in my Ibanez, I have an 81 and an 85.
Ooh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
I just use the standard Gibson. I guess that's a 498T, I believe.
And then I have this, I have my strobe light guitar that's got a built-in strobe light. I had a just a cheap Duncan design put in it, you know?
Yeah.
And it sounds really, I was so surprised. You know
Dude,
how it
those
works.
Those sound great. I have those in my Jackson, they sound killer. I didn't even bother putting anything else in there.
It was really surprising. I was like, yeah. Hey, I bought this Duncan design pickup off another kid that was getting 81 and an 85 put in his guitar, and I only need one pickup because the other one's been pulled out and a strobe light's been put in it. So I had this guy put it in there, and when I started playing, I was like, son of a gun, it sounds awesome.
Great.
For $10, you know, it's a deal.
Hell yeah.
And
sorry to get off track, but just curious.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Yes, absolutely. So, all right. So Alive 3, when it comes to me, it's, you know, I have it on vinyl. I got it for Christmas. It was, or maybe my birthday. I think it was Christmas. And listening to it on vinyl is really cool. It has the fold out, you know, the double, you know, you fold it out. It's got the stage on it and stuff, just like in Kiss Alive 2, which is pretty cool. At least if I'm remembering it correctly. But, you know, I like the songs on it because just like Alive and then Alive 2, they're, you know, the songs are just different. You know, they sound different. They're, you know, I like having I Was Made for Loving You on there. But it's heavy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were trying to heavy up everything at that time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everything.
Eric's doing a lot of double bass on songs and shit.
Yeah. You know, somebody at one point said that they always felt like Kiss Alive 3 was the Animalize Live Uncensored concert, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
If I was Kiss, I would have already been on like a Live 5 by the time this Alive 3 came out, you know?
Yeah, you know, they should, you know, if they were smart, they would have released the Sydney show for 3,
dude,
with
exactly.
Eric on drums. That would have been perfect, you know? That would have captured the Dynasty Elder, Dynasty Unmasked stuff, you know, so perfectly.
Yeah.
You know, and there's even a little bit of solo stuff in there, right?
Yeah, it's cool, man. I love that show. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. You can get it on vinyl. It's just, you know.
Not official, not, you know.
It's not a Kiss Alive 3 record, you know.
You guys ever seen that Alive 3 and a half? It's like That's from the Kiss My Ass tour in Tokyo. It's pretty sweet, man, but they start with King of the Nighttime World. Very odd.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's different. Huh. I've never heard that. I'm going to have to go and look it up.
Pretty sure it's on YouTube. Check it out.
Yeah, if you got in one thing out there that I just recently found that I didn't even know people had been listening to until Jody just told me, but I recently stumbled across the a live recording of Kiss playing at Magic Mountain, which is really interesting. I put it on Podcast Rock City, so if you guys get a chance, go over there and listen to it. Yeah. It's pretty interesting, man. Cool. You know,
I like that it's filmed. Cool. It's like recorded from the audience, so in between songs, you can hear people. People are like, Peter Criss! Peter Criss! You can hear the,
hey, look, Ace is going to talk. You know, you can hear them talking about each member. And it's so, you know, oh, God. To be a kid again, you know?
Yeah.
To have the opportunity to go back and relive. You know, we do it every week together, you know, whether it, you know, and it's different. And what makes it kind of cool, you know, for our show is the fact that Andrew's here and he wasn't around for it. But he gets to hear us talk about it, you know, and I don't know, man. I always wonder, you know, is Andrew, do you ever sit back and go, God, it would have been so cool to be born in the 70s? Are you ever just like, I'm sad I missed that, but I'm really glad I was here young at this point, you know?
I guess, but I'm just like, I'm happy where I am too. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Cool.
I kind of envy Andrew's position because when I was a kid, I couldn't just get on YouTube and see all this badass shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. We had to that's pretty awesome. But, and
it kills the mystery. Oh, sorry, Joe.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, yeah, it's worth having all those videos on YouTube, though, but just, you know, it does kill the mystery of finding something new, but that's a small price to pay for, like, the amount of technology that's out there
right
now.
Yeah, back in the day, you had to either go to, like, a, you know, record show or, like, a Kiss convention when they were still allowed to be called fucking conventions, you know?
Yeah, I remember the first time I stumbled across a VHS bootleg of Kiss. It was, like, the greatest thing I ever saw.
Yeah, me too.
But then, if I was living at, or when I was a kid, when you guys were, then I wouldn't be doing this show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point. okay, let's move on.
We had, like, really fucking long cups with string, and we couldn't, like, like, one of us would have, like, a feed and just, like, a cassette tape, and we'd mail it out to all our friends.
People constantly.
And then I'd get this nice handwritten letter from Matt Porter saying, I'm shot out of a cannon.
All right, let's move on to the symphony.
Hey, do you want to do a favorite cut like we did on the other two?
Sure, yeah. That sounds like a good idea. Go ahead, you go first.
Man, watching that Confidential last night, I don't know, man. I was really digging Forever, but I also thought that, you know, there's a bunch of good songs. So I'm not sure yet. Let me think on that for a second.
Well, I really like how heavy I Was Made for Loving You is, but I also love Creatures.
You can't go wrong, you know, with Creatures.
Yeah. Oh, man. His kick is so heavy. Mm-hmm. His, you know, so I would probably go with Creatures. What you got, Andrew?
Probably, I know people say it sounds anemic, but I like Unholy.
I do too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Or You Can't Go Wrong with Creatures.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And then, Joe, do you think Forever?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I really, at the time when it came out, though, I was into the fact that they were doing, like, Watching You. I thought that sounded pretty fucking heavy.
Yeah.
The one thing that I can't stand on Alive 3, though, is I hate that Star Spangled Banner shit. I just, it's stupid.
Oh, I can't stand it. Why'd they do this?
They should have saved that for, like, the Olympics or something, you know?
You need to respect your country.
It's Memorial Day here, or tomorrow is, anyway.
I'm not saying I don't have pride in America or whatever, but
I know I'm
Kiss doing it is a waste of time. I feel
it was, man. They could have threw another song in there.
It's just so hokey and so fucking cheesy, you know?
Yeah, I remember my father picked me up. He dropped me off and picked me up because just in case I would be drinking at the concert.
Yeah.
And which, of course, I wasn't, but he took me anyway. And my father, when I got in the car, he goes, "What is going on in there?" Because, you know, at the end of the show, they're doing the Star Spangled Banner. There's all those fireworks, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, "It sounds like there's a damn war going on inside that building." That's like, there was.
Gene has a flying rig, and then they do a Civil War reenactment.
Well, down here, it wouldn't be something they would do.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
All right, so are we ready to move on? Let's move on to
yes, ma'am.
A live foe.
Mm-hmm. Foe.
This just time it's personal.
Yes, very good. A live four. When the show initially happened, before the record came out, before the CD came out, this was a big deal because this was, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is after retirement, right?
Yeah, it was after the farewell.
After the farewell, and they had not done a tour, you know, the Aerosmith thing or anything like that. So this was coming out of retirement to do a show. And, of course, Kiss fans got really excited about it because, you know, it was like, oh, my God, they're gonna do something live, you know? Mm-hmm. And then when you listen to the record, it's I like it. You know, I love how it's in different acts, you know, and there's just the band and then the band acoustically and then, you know, with the symphony.
The whole shebang.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that I never liked in the video was Gene getting off stage and talking about the Hall of Fame, you know?
I hate the only part I don't like it. It's just like the intro to the behind the scenes thing that says someone had this crazy idea. I said, no, you didn't.
Yeah, Metallica.
Floyd had it, Metallica had it. But yeah, that's everyone who knows Mike history. I'm rolling my eyes as I'm saying that right now, but you know what? they know that this is one of, like, I watched this at a friend's house, and this is one of my first sort of jumps into Kiss. So, like, I know people can take it or leave it, but it's one of, this has a special place for me because it was relatively new at the time, and like, I found a copy CD at the library that I borrowed quite a bit. Then I eventually picked up my own copy of it. But, yeah, this probably, I know it's fucking sacrilege, I don't care. This means the most to me out of all the Alives, and it's still my favorite. I know it's not the magic of Alive or Alive 2, but it's just personally what I got hooked on and the main reason I'm a Kiss fan.
It was magical to you, though.
Yeah, a lot of sentimental value.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I mean, you know, it's just like if somebody picked up The Elder first and went, "Man, I really love this. What else do they got?" And they love The Elder the most. I'd be like, "Well, that's just what hooked you, you know?"
Yeah, like still listening to it now, it still has that spark and that excitement of, you know, when you first discovered Kiss, you know? Or, yeah, it's like the same thing when you first discover really, like, any band that you like, you know?
Right, yeah. What do you think, Jody?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it, but I think it kind of goes back to the thing I was saying earlier. For me, I look at it, the Alive series as kind of like a movie, right? Any movie-like series. The first couple ones are okay, but then it's like by 3 and 4, I'm kind of like tuned out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think you could ever, you know, live up to the first two. They're just so iconic and badass. And then 3 is okay. I think 4 at the time, I was kind of just like, whatever, you know?
The only exception to that rule is Rocky. At least for me. Rocky IV is the best.
I do like Rocky IV. I actually really like that Creed movie. That was fucking cool.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
You need to check that out, man. It's good.
Yeah, my girlfriend and her sister told me that it was as good as any Rocky movie, so
I would agree with that. It's pretty good.
I was alarmed at first because I thought it was a Creed documentary, so I don't want to listen to a 90s Christian rock hit.
That's pretty funny.
You know, if you Google the worst band on earth, Creed pops up.
Really?
Yeah, try it sometime. It's like Google got it right.
I was never a big Grim Reaper fan. I think I could listen to Creed before I could listen to See You in Hell, My Friend.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of terrible bands out there, but Creed's definitely amongst them, you know?
I hope they don't listen.
And then Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Poor Nickelback. Nickelback tried so hard to keep rock and roll relevant, and you know what? They did a good job at selling records, you know, but still no respect.
No.
You know how I know they don't get respect? Nikki Sixx told me. He's like, those guys are a joke. They get no respect. Nobody takes them seriously. Good one.
Scroll culture said, come on over. There's nobody home. I went over. There was nobody home.
Yeah, but very good. Very good. So what's your favorite? This is going to be tough. Let's do, okay, favorite track. I'll tell you mine. I love the God of Thunder.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, with the music's really good. The guy, what was his name? David Campbell?
David Campbell.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings. My favorite's Great Expectations, though, for sure. Isn't it? I mean, you wouldn't expect them to do that, so it was cool.
Yeah. Remember the kid at the beginning of the video talking about they're going to do this off the Elder, and they're going to do this?
So, or I'll be screaming bloody murder.
Better do Under the Rose, or I'll scream bloody murder.
Yeah. My guy must have been pissed when he left.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee he was. Well, how could you? That probably was one of the most epic things he'd ever seen. I still, to this day, am trying to find a copy of the tour book, you know, but you never find them on eBay. I want one so bad. You know, David Campbell, who's Beck's father, apparently, Beck, the apparently musical genius.
I don't get that, you know, reference. I mean, to me, that dude's not a musical genius by any stretch.
Well, apparently he's like Prince. He plays like something like 20-something different instruments, and
yeah.
Apparently he scores his own stuff, and so, I don't know, having a father like that, you know he knows his shit, that's probably for sure.
Yeah, but how many instruments can you play? I could play like 20 instruments easy, but I'm not.
No one considers
me some damn musical genius, you know what I mean?
You are a musical genius. That's it. From now on,
I wouldn't
here,
say that.
I'm going to recut the beginning of the show. What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week, musical genius, Jody Havnot.
The artist formerly known as...
Can I be a professional stuntman?
Can you be a stuntman?
Yeah.
Like, and stuntman, Andrew Kiss.
Awesome.
Now you got to say something about Lee Major says from The Fall Guy.
Right.
I've never seen that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm gonna send you a copy through the email.
Dropbox that.
Heather Thomas.
Heather Enough Thomas. Said.
Heather Thomas.
I saw Zapped the other day, and she's in that.
Oh, she's in that.
You remember
Scott
that movie?
Bale?
Yeah.
Damn, yeah, man.
He like grows some kind of weed, and it gives him superpowers. It's cool.
Yeah, so funny. And what was the other guy's name? Willie Ames.
Of course.
And then they wound up doing Charles in Charge together.
And everything together.
Everything together.
Even
how funny.
Dirty Things.
Ooh. Are we breaking news?
Yeah.
All right.
They got a sex tape. Go check it out.
Okay, so my favorite song off the record was God of Thunder. What about you, Mr. Kiss?
I Was Made for Loving You.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah, just the score on it, I think, just makes it sound, you know, like a new twist to it. I really dig it, and it's a standout for me. Definitely God of Thunder, too, because it's got that eerie sort of intro.
Yeah, with the strings. Man, it's so good. I want to go listen to it right now.
And, of course, you can't forget Beth. Okay.
True.
I love Shandy acoustic, though. That's really, really good.
All right, and did we pick one for you, Jody?
Yeah, I picked Great Expectations.
Yeah, that's right. Such a cool thing for them to do with it, bringing out the kids and everything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I've never, you know, until then, I'd never seen any kind of footage or heard anything live with that song, you know?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Can you hear the dogs barking outside?
Yeah. Last week it's birds, today
it's dogs.
Today
it's dogs, yeah. There's actually 5 dogs in the backyard right now.
Next week we send in a live bear.
That'll be at your house. I'm not sure how many bears are around me, but...
I don't think there's any bears around. Lots of coyotes, though.
Oh, really? crazy.
I wish it was Coyote Ugly, but we don't have that bar around here.
We had one here in Atlanta. Yeah, we had a Coyote Ugly.
There's this hiking, one of the hiking trails I go to. The last time we went, there was a big sign that said, "Bear is in the area, so be careful." I was like, fuck.
Be careful? It's like, how about bears in the area, stay away? There's no, can't those things chase you down?
You're supposed to, like, and they climb make a lot of noise.
Yeah, that? You're supposed to. Oh, they climb faster than they run, so try, make sure you know what you're doing when you're climbing the tree, because they'll get you.
Oh, I got news for you. I would be making a lot of noise. It would be like, get away from me! Oh my god, I'm gonna die! Leave me alone! Please, Bobby! Just like that. It would be so much screaming. And if I'm with Jace, I might even knock him to the ground. Just so I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Sacrificial lamb. I'm just kidding. Anyway, right. He's sitting outside the door right now crying. Would you really do that, Daddy? No.
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 You're like anyway. Pushing elderly women and children out of the way when there's a fire.
Yeah.
I will tell you guys that I started watching that show on Hulu.
Fucking rules, doesn't it?
I'm one episode in. I saw the pilot.
You gotta get past the first two seasons before it really starts getting good.
So do I just skip the two
seasons? You gotta.
No?
I wouldn't skip them, but yeah.
Yeah.
They really started to hit their stride around the third, fourth season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so anything else to add about Kiss Alive 4?
Nope.
Do you guys feel that it's just kind of like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think that should have been called an Alive, honestly. It could have just been Kiss Symphony. It didn't have to be Alive 4. I think they used
capitalized. Yeah, that's what they were doing.
You know, I'm not just saying it's a bad record, but I don't feel that it should necessarily have been tagged as an Alive.
Yeah.
But you'll sell more units that way, as you guys said.
Right.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. The cover, though, I thought sucked.
Well, I guess that's maybe just nostalgia to me, but I love the cover. But I can see why you think it.
Yeah, no band on it or picture, iconic picture.
Yeah, just that little drop of blood.
I like that crescent, cool. though.
And like the crescent was pretty cool. Yeah, that was.
And the little bit of jelly donut running down the side.
Right. Very good. I never thought of it that way, but now that you said that, I'll never think of it differently. He's like, Gene, what would you like to have here? I'll have a jelly donut, please.
And my weakness for sweets eventually made the cover of Alive 4.
Very good. Yeah, awesome. Alright, let's see. Let's move on from there. Let's go ahead. Now, we did get an Ask Andrew question, but it's asking Andrew about a video that he has not seen. So what we're going to do is we're going to take that and put it on the back burner, and we're going to use it for next week. And the question, if you guys want to go in and watch this, if you haven't seen it yourselves, it's that people want to know what he thinks of the video of Linda Carter doing "I Was Made for Loving You." So if you haven't seen this yet, I wish I could just videotape Andrew watching it for the first time. I think that would be really good. But if you've never seen it, go to YouTube, type in Andrew. No, you're not. Yeah, you're not Linda Carter. Type in Linda Carter does "I Was Made for Loving You," blah, blah, blah. Okay, but we do have a Sweet 16, right? All right, Sweet 16 made up by Mr. Jody Havanaugh, and the topic this week is?
This week we're going to do a little Sweet 16 about Gene Deep Cuts.
Ooh.
I think I made this one that week when Gene
that was a deep cut.
Was being a dick, so I figured maybe we'd throw him a little love.
All right, well, if you guys know, this is just like a Sweet 16 in basketball. We each get a vote, and the one that gets the most votes moves on. Let's kick it. Kick it!
Kick it!
Beastie Boys.
I love that song. All right, round one, fellas. You ready for this? Y'all ready for this?
Wow.
Right. Okay, round one, we got Let Me Know versus Naked City.
Naked City.
Andrew?
Mm. Oh, damn. Oh. I guess they let me know, but that is a fucking, that was tough.
Yeah, let me know. It is kind of tough. I think I'm going to go with Naked City as well.
Sweet!
Even though I really love Let Me Know.
Good song.
And obviously, Paul, you know, we don't even have to say all that. People know.
Yeah.
Well, how about See You in Your Dreams versus Mr. Blackwell?
Mr. Blackwell.
Yeah, same for me.
I would have went See You in Your Dreams, but that's cool. How about All the Way versus Ladies in Waiting?
All the Way.
Ladies in Waiting.
I go All the Way as well.
Yeah. Huh.
I knew Andrew was going to pick that one. Mm-hmm. Isn't that like your favorite off of Hotter Than Hell?
It is.
It's pretty cool.
It really, really is.
Right. How about On the Eighth Day versus Paralyzed?
For me, it'll be On the Eighth Day.
What about you, Andrew?
I said Eighth Day.
Eighth Day takes it.
That should have been awesome.
Yeah, should have been. What could have been, you know? Mm-hmm. Plus,
if wishes and nuts were candy, oh, wishes and butts were candy and nuts. I forgot the rest.
We'd all have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we're a team.
Yep.
Team effort. Good effort.
Teamwork. Just like the Wonder Pets. All right. So, what about Got Love for Sale versus Killer?
Love for Sale.
I'll go with Killer.
I have to stick with Got Love for Sale.
Yes.
Okay.
I love those acoustics intermingling in there. It sounds great.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What a gnarly bass tone, too, you know?
Have love will travel. I dig that.
Yeah, it's killer. How about Sweet Pain versus Trial by Fire?
Sweet Pain.
Oh, man.
Why is that even a question?
Yeah. Sweet Pain.
Fuckers. I love both of those songs. But me and Ken Mills are probably the only people that like Trial by Fire, I think. So good.
Let's
on
hope
you, Ken.
Keeps it that way.
What about Charisma versus Good Girl Gone Bad?
Charisma.
Charisma. Although I do love Good Girl Gone Bad.
Yeah, I do too, but I like Charisma more.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Charisma. How about She's So European versus the infamous Burn, Bitch, Burn?
Burn.
Ooh. I'll go with She's So European just to see what happens when Jody talks.
You know I love Unmasked, but I'm going Burn, Bitch, Burn, brother.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right.
And what are you? What did you say, Andrew?
I said Burn.
Nice.
Yeah, Burn, Bitch, Burn takes
it. Very underrated song.
People are shocked out there right now.
Let's shock the people.
Funny.
All right, so round two. You guys ready?
Yes.
You ready for a little bit of rock and roll? All right, so how about Naked City versus Mrs. Blackwell?
I still go with Naked City.
Naked City.
Yeah, all day. Mm-hmm. All right, well, how about All the Way versus On the Eighth Day?
All the Way.
I'm going to go On the Eighth Day. Jody Tiebreaker.
I think I'm going to go All the Way.
Yes.
I'm going to go all the way, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Okay, what about Got Love for Sale versus Sweet Pain?
Ooh. I'll go with Got Love for Sale. Yeah.
Yep. Love for Sale takes it. All right, well, what about Charisma versus Burn, Bitch, Burn?
Burn, Bitch, Burn.
Really?
What is my? I'll go with Charisma.
I know Craig and Eric are shocked, but
yeah, that's a tough one. But I think I'm gonna go Burn, Bitch, Burn because I'd like to see it win.
Yeah.
What kind of people? Really,
well, we might as well stop right now.
Right. All right. Burn, Bitch, Burn wins it. Fuck it.
Burn, Bitch, Burn wins. I mean, literally. All right. Let's see what happens. Who does it go up against, though?
All right. So. Now we got Naked City versus All the Way.
All the Way.
Naked City.
Oh, man. I think I gotta go Naked City. Sorry, Andrew.
I think I pushed it over with my awesome rendition of it.
Totally.
Yeah, awesome is used lightly.
Yes.
Sorry, I was a little sour that.
It was true.
He's all bent out of shape now.
He's like, fuckers.
Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers.
Keep talking louder. All right, so now we're looking at Got Love for Sale versus Burn Bitch Burn.
Burn.
I know it's gonna win. I'll just say Got Love for Sale just for the hell of it.
Oh man, oh man. I honestly, I gotta go with Got Love for Sale. I like it way better.
Wow.
Even though I wanted Burn Bitch Burn to win, but realistically, you just you can't. So that brings us to the very last bit, and we're talking Naked City versus Got Love for Sale.
Oh, wow.
Naked City. Because I always picture, thanks to the KST guys, I always picture Gene in like a trench coat.
Yeah, Naked I'm going City. Naked City. It's what I'm going with.
So Naked City wins it.
Is that what you would have picked?
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah, great song, man. All those songs were really great.
Yeah, I like
well.
Yeah. So Naked City takes the Sweet 16 of Deep Cuts by Gene Simmons. Wow.
Wow, that's kind of surprising.
That is kind of surprising. It's pretty cool. That's
Yeah. So, hey, if you guys have a Sweet 16 out there that you would like us to do, if you can come up with one,
yeah.
A topic, we'll put it together. Jody will anyway, because he's amazing at this. He is a big sports fanatic.
Yeah, I'm a jock, dude.
You're a jock. Yeah, I've heard you out at like 3 in the morning shooting b-ball. You got your pill and you throw the ball into the hoop.
That's so funny. I was playing basketball before I came here.
I'm more of a lacrosse guy.
You saying that isn't as much as a surprise. You seem athletic.
I don't usually watch sports.
I was athletic as a child, man. I played basketball, football, baseball. But
did you still have the hat?
I did. Even when I played football, I put it over my fucking helmet, dude. I figured you were all about hockey, Andrew.
Well, that's a very annoying stereotype.
I know. Yes. I was just fucking with you. And
don't they intravenously put that into your blood?
You know, I couldn't skate. I was
really?
I was so bad at skating. I think there's a video of me playing hockey one and only time, and like I was falling half the time.
I suck at
Mrs.
skating
Kiss,
too,
if you're listening to this, please somebody show that video online. I want to see it so bad.
That would be fun.
Yeah, send us your request for a Sweet 16 to Podcast Rock City 1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. Also, listen, before we get to Jody's Song of the Week, I wanted to remind you, Jody and I, on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock on kisstalk.net, there's a live page on that website. At 9 o'clock, we go on live. We play music. We talk Kiss. It's a lot of fun. We've been getting more and more people every week listening, and everybody's participating. And that's really the cool part, because while we're talking, you're talking amongst yourselves and with us, chatting, you know, online. It's a lot of fun. So, you know, join us this week. But let's go ahead and get to Jody's Song of the Week. What do you think, big man?
I think that last week we were talking about you picking it, so go ahead.
Did we really?
Yeah. I said, because Andrew picked last week, and I said, well, in the next week, you'll get to pick, Joe. So what you got?
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's see. Joe's Song of the Week is going to be, you know, I was thinking about this song yesterday. I was actually driving down the road singing it without it actually being on the radio. It's going to be in my, I'm going to roll this into next week's topic. This song is going to be on my pick five songs that you would love heard on Kiss My Ass 2. Okay? And this song is going to be on there in my list. And that song is Torpedo Girl.
Nice.
Ooh.
I love the bass line at the beginning, man. It's so obviously not Gene playing. And it's like, the drums are killer, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Is TM Stevens going to cover it?
No, wait. We're going to wait.
Oh, okay.
We're going to wait. So that's our subject for next week, you guys out there. Next week, we're each going to pick five songs and the artist that we would have cover them, and that will be our version of Kiss My Ass. It's a dream. It's like it could be even a lost cut, right? That's what Andrew told me today. I was like so excited. But so tune in next week. Right now, we're going to hear my pick, my song of the week, which is going to be Torpedo Girl. Great song. Great song. Love, like, you know, come on, get your feet wet. It's a fun song, right?
Yeah, it is.
It really is, you know. It's fun. It's different, you know. It's not, it's one of those songs that when you listen to it, it's not all, I mean, I don't know if serious is a good word to use, but it's just a fun song, you know. It's different. You know, you never think of a song, you know, that involves the water coming from Ace.
Yeah.
It's really strange. Do you guys have anything to add?
I'd add what I always add, man. Thanks for listening, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Mr. Kiss?
Does anyone know if the Gatorade Cool Blue, it doesn't say what flavor's on the bottle. If anyone knows if that's blue raspberry, can you private message me? So I finished it, and it tasted like a blue raspberry slushy, but I just want confirmation.
Damn it, we need to find out. And I will thank you very much for joining me today, you guys. And we really appreciate it. And we love Kiss Podcast, and just like you. And every week we listen to them, and every week we play their commercials at the end of our show in 3, 2, 1.
Peace. You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your Podkissed. Every month, the Podkissed crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Dave Sperling, and you're listening to Podkissed.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkissed.
The Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party and you are invited. Right. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Yes. You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
Hey everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll and it's always free.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me, and as far as I-